Elizabeth Keener is here to talk about her new web series, Skirt Chasers, and give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey there, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Excellent, thank you.
Tell us about Skirt Chasers.
Okay, well, Skirt Chasers is a comedy about an estranged father and daughter who both have similar issues, mainly trouble keeping the relationship. To me, it's a really great show because you really haven't seen that dynamic before that I've seen, where it's a father-daughter. Usually it's a father-son, mother-daughter, but it's really amazing, and Barry Bostwick is phenomenal. So that's basically what Skirt Chasers is. The cast, we have myself, and then Barry Bostwick, the great Barry Bostwick, plays my father, and the amazing Meredith Baxter plays my mother. And then Stan Zimmerman and Jim Burr wrote it, and Amanda Burse and Stan also are the directors of it. And Amanda Burse, people would know from Married with Children. She was on that. And Stan has written for Gilmore Girls and Roseanne and Golden Girls. We got big shots on this that are all amazing. And then Kristen Baker from Tello Films produced it. I went to her, and Stan gave me the script, and I read it, and I thought it was amazing, and I told him I laughed out loud so much, and we tried to figure who we could get it to that might produce it. And I got it to Kristen. She loved it. And we just kept going from there. Amanda said yes, then Barry, then Meredith, and we just continued on. And it's an amazing project. We're really excited about it.
What do you hope to accomplish with Skirt Chasers?
The number one thing is to make a great, funny, heartfelt show that people will love to watch and see the dynamic of a father-daughter. And I think that also, though, because she's gay, and it's not even an issue with the parents. Although you'll see with Meredith Baxter's character, you'll see that she's kind of used to the stereotypical kind of gay women and that whole world. She doesn't really get it, but as the shows progress, you'll see that she and her daughter will talk more and more about it. But the idea of the parents, just it doesn't even matter to them. That's a beautiful thing in my eyes, and I hope one day that that'll happen everywhere, because that's really where it starts with the parents raising their children. So that's where I hope. But really, this one, I would like for people just to enjoy it and laugh a lot.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
My personal commitment as a human being is for everyone to have the same rights. I mean, we all started as an egg and a sperm. I mean, really, we all started right there. It just becomes convoluted when it starts to, you know, my personal opinion is that many, many people, most people, I wouldn't say all, but, you know, they find ways to elevate themselves by downing other people. And if people would just stop in some way, but it starts in the home. And I think that we need to let people know that everyone is equal. I don't care, you know, we can label everything we want. We can have new labels for this and new labels for that, and we can do all that stuff, but we're all the same. And it's just shocking to me that people haven't gotten that yet in, you know, the years of 2000. And it's going to be 2020, and people just don't get it, or they do get it, but they don't care, because the only way they can elevate themselves is find a way to down somebody else. And I'm just going to find a way, I hope in my way, to stop. Politically, I don't know. I mean, I'm an actor, so I don't know how much, you know, in politics people care what I say, but it doesn't matter, because we don't live in politics. We live in real life. And I'm going to do all I can from my end to get people to see that everyone's the same.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
Overall equality, you know, just equality as a whole. Again, I don't understand how human beings can't just really admit that everyone is the same. It's such a tasteless way to live. And that just goes on again. It's in the home. And I hope with people such as, you know, I'm for Hillary, so people such as her or whatever, we will continue with getting laws and things that should be in place. It's so weird to me to even say that we need laws for equality. It's bizarre in this time to say we need laws for equality. We are all human beings, and it still blows my mind. If I have a voice in any way, in any capacity, I will use it to the best I can. That's all I can say about that. Even though we've come a long way, and it's amazing to see the progression of the internet and of television and all that, and you have a gay character on every show. Not all of them now are that kind of stereotypical. And, you know, life imitates art, imitates life. But again, you know, we live in a world of ignorance. And again, elevation of oneself by putting others down in some way. And that's to make people feel not equal.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
For all kids, just know that, again, it starts in the home. The families, the parents, they've got to tell their kids, the ones who are getting bullied, that, listen, you are just as important, and don't let that affect you. It'll get better. It will get better. And to the ones who are bullying, it starts in the home. Usually the parents are the ones doing it too. Who knows? For all kids, the bullies and the ones who are getting bullied, just know it gets better, because sometimes those bullies are just feeding off of what they've experienced themselves, which is heartbreaking. Now, let me just say, for all the LGBT and those, I think what's needed in every school, all of them, in second grade, third grade, there needs to be people who come in at that level. You know, once you get in, like, junior high and high school, it's like, why are you waiting till then? Kids are bullied in first grade, second grade, third grade. It keeps going, and then they have a really hard time in school, and then high school, forget about it. So there needs to be something in government or something that pays for kids who've been bullied, or even bullies themselves who've been bullied, going into these schools in second, third, and fourth grade and talking to kids and letting them know that it's just not the way to go. And if you are bullied, it will stop. It will get better. And empower yourself. Be strong, because you're the only person just like you in this world. And let yourself know that you can make things happen. So just know that it'll get better.
How can people get information about Skirt Chasers?
Well, Kristen Baker has made an amazing, amazing website. It's called telefilm.com. And you can see all content on there, not just Skirt Chasers. And she made it a phenomenal thing. You can go on there and see all these lesbian and bisexual shows that are phenomenal for women, by women, about women. And there's some men in there, some great men. And that's the main one, telefilms.com.
What other projects are you working on?
I've created an animated series called Buttercup and Boy that will be rolled out with digital content in the not-too-distant future, so I'm very excited about that. And I'm just working on other things. I'm just producing things, and mostly Skirt Chasers, promoting that, because we really want to get it out there, and we want to have a bunch of seasons with these great people. So that's one of the main ones I'm doing.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Remember, words are important, and so people, they just kind of fly off the handle or just say whatever in the moment and then apologize later, but especially for kids, you know, and the bullies and this and that. And so just kind of be aware of them. That's all we have to say. I know we have a lot of nonverbals too, and some of those are fun. But, you know, our verbal communication is very important, so just kind of remember that, everyone.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I think the only one that I keep thinking of that can be used in every way, just keep on trucking. That's the only one I could think of. Keep on trucking. It means everything. No matter what life throws at you, no matter what other people try and do or bring you down, or may you feel at your lowest and your bottom and sadness and you think nobody's in your corner, anything, you just keep on trucking, because keep on going, keep on moving, because the very next step you do, everything will change. It really does. And know that everybody has that. Everyone experiences it. I don't care who you think, the happiest person, the richest person, the most famous person, everyone experiences it. So know you're not alone.